This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Environmental groups are pushing for answers about efforts to rescind the roadless rule, which protects public lands. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports.
Several Senate Republicans are pushing an amendment to the Wildfire Prevention Act of 2025 that would do away with the roadless rule, arguing that it impedes wildfire mitigation efforts. But environmental groups point to other legislation meant to provide solutions and funding for communities to protect themselves. Ellen Montgomery with the group Environment America thinks removing the roadless rule is less about fire protection and more about profit.
They really should be two totally separate issues. We shouldn't be trying to figure out how to make money from our public lands at the same time as we're trying to figure out how to protect communities.
A separate initiative by the Trump administration could also do away with the roadless rule. The U.S. Forest Service is working on an environmental impact statement, studying the effects of rescinding the rule. Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
You may see some smoke in the skies west of Denver. The U.S. Forest Service plans to conduct a 500-acre prescribed burn near Buffalo Creek beginning as soon as today, if the weather cooperates. The burn, to improve forest health, will temporarily close several campsites and portions of the Green Mountain and Tramway trails and a section of the Colorado Trail. Colorado Springs mountain climber and bilateral amputee Mandy Horvath is on the Time 100 sports list. The inaugural list recognizes people for influencing sports and global culture. Horvath has summited Pikes Peak and Mount Kilimanjaro using just her upper body and no prosthetics. She's also made record-breaking climbs up the steep stairs of the Manitou Incline and the Space Needle in Seattle. This is CPR News.